Appalachian accents aside, Brett Omis and Mike Pellegrini see a lot of themselves in country boys Chris and Cody, whose lives we see develop on TV.
Like, they're having a hard time, you know. They were smoking, one of them was, and, you know, one doesn't have a girlfriend and just thinks of it as a hard time. He's dropping out, getting a job.
He's trying to get a girlfriend, and another one's got a girlfriend. I mean, they're two different people, but yet they're related in some way. I mean,
Brett and Mike are making their way through Hoopston Area High School. With about 5,000 residents, Hoopston is the population center for a wide and sparse area of northern Vermilion County. The streets in Hoopston are quiet and clean. The slogan Sweet Corn Capital remains painted on a water tower, even though the bulk of the canning business that built Hoopston has long died out. Jobs have been scarce for some time. When producer Kimberly Cronick and I left the classroom to let the guys talk among themselves about their futures, Brett, Mike, James Rude, and the rest unanimously said when school's done, they're gone.
Do you see yourself living in Hoopston for the rest of your life?
Hell
no. Oh, no. No, see, that's my goal is I'm getting the hell out of this state. I mean, Illinois ain't a bad state where the ladies are, but I'm telling you.
Dude, I want to go somewhere where I can myself
go see mountains, snowboard down the side of.
I'll take you Colorado.
That's what I mean, dude.
Kyle Franklin plans on going on to college and playing baseball. The others say it's the military for them. They're itching to get out of school, but won't leave without a diploma. They've seen one friend too many drop out.
We kept telling him, go to school, why don't you just get your diploma, you know, something hard. He wouldn't have enough credits, but he could have went for like December or something this year, and he could have graduated.
But now,
what did he drop? Did he get a job, or did he?
He doesn't have a job. He had money,
a whole bunch of money.
But now he just, you know, he sits at home.
Doesn't do anything. Well, he works for Billy now.
Yeah, he's just working on his dad's.
He works for his uncle, but it's pretty sad.
Career prospects keep them motivated, but so do friends and relatives who care, and sometimes parents, though none of them live with both parents at home. Adrian Martinez says his father gives him negative reinforcement to succeed and stay away from drug and alcohol abuse, another common thread through many of the guy's families.
He's went to jail in 94, came out in 99, went back in 2000 because of drugs, selling drugs.
Oh, is it?
So, like, I keep myself from that. Like, I'm just looking at him. He's in jail, hanging out with his kids around. Like, he didn't see me grow up in the lifetime I'm, like, he's supposed to. My little brothers, too, so I'm not into that.
Many of these young men think their families and their communities expect little of them. Brett Omis, who lives a few miles away from Hoopston in the town of Rankin, hopes the military will help him escape.
I just want to go 20 years, get it over with, get retired, have money.
30, man, I'm telling you, go 30 years, you get double pension.
Just get out of Rankin, you know, because everyone in my family says you're not going to make it out of Rankin.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a big thing. You never going to make it out.
A lot of people have said, you know, you won't amount to anything. People in Rankin, you know, they say you're not going to do anything with your life. And, you know, I want to prove everybody wrong, you know.
Many people in Rankin or Hoopston or anywhere in Illinois aren't nearly so pessimistic about their children's futures. Tomorrow, we'll hear what's in place in Hoopston to help kids overcome the obstacles to the success they seek. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.